Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Yisro. We have an amazing parsha this week. Every parsha is amazing. We have the parsha of Kabbalah Satorah, Ma'amad Har Sinai. And I want to ask a basic question before we begin the thought. You know, we're in yeshiva now. It's the middle of Shvat, middle of February, L'minyanam. You know, a lot of water has begun to the bridge already. We came to yeshiva to learn Torah. I want to ask a simple question. What's the point of learning Torah? What are we doing here? It's a pretty late time to ask this question. Maybe we should ask this question on the first day. Maybe you did. What's the end goal, so to speak? What's the objective of all that we're doing in yeshiva? And not only in yeshiva, but in Mirtz Hashem, the rest of our lives. This is not just like a one and done situation. Chas v'shalom for anybody. This is getting our feet wet, scratching the surface, a little sirta on the surface, a little scratching the surface. But this is not. This is just the beginning. So what's the point of this all? So I'll tell you the truth. If you look in the parsha and you study the psukim a little bit carefully, you'll see that the Torah itself tells you what the purpose of Torah is. I want to read to you a few psukim and then just give you a few practical applications of this idea. And hopefully this will help us in our quest towards growth in Torah learning and Avodas Hashem. Right before Matan Torah, there's an amazing introduction. Perek Yates, the Torah says, the third month, Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, the month of Sivan, they come to Midbar Sinai, they leave Refidim. Moshe goes up to the mountain, Moshe, Allah, Elohim, Elohim. Amazing. Moshe sends up to Hashem. Hashem calls out to him and says the following, just three psukim. Three psukim. Here's what it's about. What we're about to do is these psukim. If you get these psukim down well, I have the objective in mind, the clear mission statement in mind, and we'll be good to go. Koso Marlev Yaakov, this is what you should tell B'nai Yisrael. Number one, Pasuk Dalim. Atem Re'isem, you saw Asher Asisi the Mitzrayim. You saw what I did to Mitzrayim. V'asa Eschem al Kanfei Nisharim. And I carried you on the wings of eagles. V'avi Eschem Elai. And I brought you close to me. Number one, I took care of you. I saved you from Mitzrayim. I protected you. I brought you near to me. V'ata now. Im Shamoa Tishmu B'Koli. If you listen to my voice, Yushmartem Es Brisi, and you keep my bris, my covenant. V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. And you are to me a segula. What's segula? You're a treasure. You're a delight. You're, Rashi explains, otzar chaviv, a precious treasure. Mikol ha'amim, from the nations kivichol ha'aretz. Last pasuk. Here's the charge statement. Here's the mission statement. V'atem, and you, T-U-Li, shall be to me Mamleches Kohanim V'goy Kadosh. You will be a kingdom of Kohanim and a holy nation. Eile HaDevarim Asher T'Tabrel B'nei Yisrael. These are the words that you should say to the Jewish people. Abosa, what are these psukim telling us? What's the underlying message of these beautiful, precious, unbelievably powerful and potent psukim? The answer is as follows. Here's the mission statement. Here's the goal of it all. The goal is that, of course, you learn Torah because you're supposed to learn Torah. But what's supposed to happen when you learn Torah? Torah is supposed to elevate our lives. We're supposed to become different people because we learn Torah. We're supposed to become people that Torah impacts their behavior. We're supposed to be people that live the world as a mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. That you look at a person who learns Torah and says, wow, look at that guy. He learns Torah, and he is such a mensch. He learns Torah, and he has such fine midos. I'll even be a little sharper. He came from a certain institution, I won't say what name it was, doesn't matter, fill in the blank. And before he came, there were certain words that he used to say as part of his regular jargon, as part of his regular vernacular. He used to speak certain languages that wasn't exactly the most refined or appropriate language. All of a sudden, he's in yeshiva 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and he hasn't said a word like that. You won't even hear a word near that come across his lips. What happened? What changed? You tell me because you came to Israel it changed? No, I'll prove it to you that you're wrong. Because you could go to Israel in this holy country and you could find language, even maybe some chas v'shalom, but it's true. Sometimes language is even worse in many situations than language that you were used to hearing. Some of the Israelis don't even know what they're saying when they say words that are slang words and chas v'shalom even worse in English that have become now Hebrew words also, Hashem Yishmarena. I both say the point of Talmud Torah, the point of Kabbalah Sat Torah, is that you're supposed to become elevated people. That everything that we do is elevated. That we eat. We don't eat like animals that just attack food. We eat, take a step back and eat like a mensch. Maybe we even don't gobble the food down in 1 second like an animal might do. We take our time a little bit. We have fine manners. We're going away for Shabbos Abosai to Shabbaton in Marta School, one of the highlights of your year. I'm not comparing it to the RBS Shabbaton. It's hard to we don't compete. It's not a competition. It's after Pesach. It's not a competition. It doesn't matter. We get less looks anyways. It's all good. But the point is, Chevra, you're going to interact with people the Shabbos. Some will be staying in people's homes, sleeping there. Some of the others will be eating in people's homes on Shabbos. Simple basics. You come into the house. Hopefully you bring a gift to them. Maybe even write a note. Not just give a bottle of wine or a candy platter, but say, no, thank you so much for having us. Maybe you know them, maybe you don't know them. But you know what? It's refinement. Thank you for having us. Have a wonderful Shabbos. When you come to the house, someone probably prepare for you. They probably cook extra food so you can have a yummy meal. So you know what? When you learn Torah, you become sensitive to, I'm going to give a gift. I'm also going to write a little note and say thank you in a more refined way. Because you know what? The Torah that I learned impacts my life. I'll sit at the table, maybe you'll have a Dvar Torah prepared. I'll sing Zmiros at the table with them, Ritz Hashem. Maybe when it's time to serve, you'll offer the hostess, whoever's serving to your hand to serve. If they say no, don't force it upon them. If they say yes, Kavaldik, so help a little bit. Clear up. You want to go crazy, you want to be like off the charts. After the meal on Shabbos day, maybe offer, if you're not going to nap anyway, maybe, because there's not so much time to nap. Offer to take the kids to the park for a little bit so the couple can nap. That's crazy. I know, don't shoot me. That's crazy. I know it's crazy. But you know what? Where does that kind of stuff come from? It comes from Torah. It comes from the fact that you know what you have? You have more godliness inside of you. You have more of Hashem. The more Torah you intake, the more godly you become. And the more godly you become, the more godly you act. I was planning last Thursday when Ari Leibowitz came to... It's the second week in a row and I'm quoting him in the shmooze, but it's okay. When he came to yeshiva last Thursday, I was supposed to introduce him. But that morning, I called up the Rosh Yeshiva. I said, Rosh Yeshiva, is Rosh Yeshiva planning on being at Leibowitz's talk? And he said, I didn't even know about it. I said, okay, but now is Rosh Yeshiva planning on going to the talk? And he said, okay. So I said, so it's fine. So the Rosh Yeshiva will introduce her to Leibowitz. I thought it's more respectful that Rosh Yeshiva should introduce him than me. But if I would have introduced it, I would have said the following thing. It relates to the last week and this week. It's good. I was thinking in my mind, the word godless in Hebrew means greatness. But it's amazing that it's the same word as godly in English. Godly, godless. Because in our religion, godless is godliness. Greatness is not, okay, he's great, you could dunk a piece of leather down a 10-foot, 10-foot, on a 10-foot rim. Okay, that's pretty good. He's got hops. And now he can jump really high. Or he's so quick, you throw him a pass anywhere near his area and he'll catch it with one hand, do a somersault, a twirly, and then, and wave to mommy, at the same time. That's not godless for us. Godless is godliness. I was going to say last week with Leibowitz, and he's a dear friend of mine, that what Hashem is described as the Melamed Torah Lama Yisrael. Hashem teaches Torah. And greatness is to follow Hashem. So if you teach Torah in mass, if you're responsible for spreading thousands of shiurim and inspiring thousands of people in Torah learning, that's godly. That's godless and godly. But the more Torah we intake, the more godly we become, the more godly we become, Rabbi Osai, the more refined we become. The more refined we become, the more we become, we live up to this challenge which the Torah implores of us. Wow. This is our job. Our job is we're supposed to be ambassadors of Hashem in the world. We're all not going to be in yeshiva forever. Some of us are going to have the zechus after 2, 3, 4, 5 years in yeshiva. Just joking. Some of us even only a year, maybe a year and a half, whatever, 2 years. And then we're going to go on to different places in the world. Most of us are not going to stay in Israel even, at least in the immediate sense. And we're going to embrace the world. And we're going to be involved in the world. And we're going to contribute to the world. And the more Torah we have inside of us, and the more we become that refined personality, the more we become the Mamlechas Kohen and the Goy Kadosh, which the Torah says, this is the game plan, this is what's supposed to happen, this is what's going to do to you. If you learn it properly, I can't explain to you why. How come my language became more refined this year? I don't know. How come my midos are better than they were? How come my relationships with my parents are better than they ever were in my life? It's not because they're 6,000 miles away and they don't have to tell me, you know, don't do this or that. That's also true, but that's not the real reason. The real reason is because the more you learn and the more you take Torah in and let Torah impact your being, the more refined you become. Atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. This is the charge which every one of us has. And we're lucky. Because you know why we're lucky? We're lucky because you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is learn. And I can't tell you how it happens, and I can't tell you what exactly is it. Rav Yossar? Is it Rav Yitzchak? Is it the Machlekes? The Masnis? I can't tell you how it works. I don't know how it works. You know why I don't know how it works? Because it's not a physical thing. I can describe to you, you know, if I pick up this bottle and I drop it, it's going to fall on the table. That's a physical act of physics. It's called the laws of gravity and probably a lot of fancy explanations and formulas that go into that. But bottom line is, I can explain it to you, at least in simpleton terms. I can't explain to you how b'fanei nechtam is going to make you into a better person. I can't explain to you how learning different parts of Maseches Gittin or different parts of Tanakh or different parts of whatever, I can't tell you how an hour of uninterrupted learning is going to refine you and make you a better person. But Rabotai, that's what's going to happen. So I wish us all a bracha. We should be zochet to be each one in our own way and collectively the ultimate mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. Wonderful Shabbos, Abbas.
Thank you.